he an athlete?
He used to be.
Oh. We welcome you back to this very special Joe Beaver Road Show. We've got a couple of more coming and want to encourage you to join us tomorrow. We'll be at the law offices of Weatherford, Thompson, Cogill, and Schultz, not necessarily in that order, of course, but we'll be in downtown Albany tomorrow between noon and 2 for a picnic. Another gorgeous day coming, and then Friday back in downtown Corvallis, not far from here, just a stone's throw, depending. If you have a Tommy Hansen arm, it's easy. A Ryan Dunn arm, it's easy, but it's at 4th and right up the street. With Citizens Bank, Friday between noon and 2. We'll be there for another edition of the Joe Beaver Roadshow. Today we come to you from the Madison Plaza, the home of the Corvallis Knights Worldwide Headquarters, 4th and Madison, downtown Corvallis, with Dan Siegel opening the door as the team president to us. And he was mentioning Leslie Mack, the Pac-10 Gymnast of the Year, helping lead the Beavers back to regionals with an outstanding season, but now kind of in a new venture here in her spring term with an internship going on with the Corvallis Knights through the School of Business. And Leslie is here in the office today. We hope you'll come down and join us and sign up for all the prizes and other things that we've been talking about. Bill Enyart joining us in a few minutes. Leslie, nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Tell me a little bit about how this came about for you and how excited you are to be a part of the Corvallis Knights team.
Well, I heard about it through the College of Business, and then I interviewed and they took me in, and I've learned a lot, and obviously it's through the College of Business for marketing, which is my major. So I've just enjoyed learning about promotions and sponsorships and advertising and all that good stuff.
So what will we be seeing you do this summer? I mean, because the internship program that Dan Siegel referred to has always been very important to what the Corvallis Knights do. What will your role be this summer?
Well, this summer I will be doing a lot of promotions and in-between inning things. So we'll definitely be working a lot with the fans, and we'll be on the field having fun. So hopefully I'll see some familiar faces from gymnastics meets. And I'm just really excited to get out there and get some experience.
Well, you were telling us in a previous interview here on the Joe Beaver Show that it's not only, you know, the School of Business, marketing, promotions, all of that, but you love baseball, too.
Yeah, I do. I do love baseball. For different reasons, I've learned to appreciate the sport, and I like the atmosphere of it, too.
Leslie Mack joining us here on the Joe Beaver Show, part of the Corvallis Knights show today and the Joe Beaver Road Show. Leslie, tell me a little bit about just what goes on for you now as a student-athlete this time of year after the incredible season that you had individually, another great year for the team. What goes on now in terms of training and the things you're doing this time of year?
Right now is a really exciting time for us, for the gymnastics team. We're trying to get more exciting skills that will add more, I guess, the wow factor into our routines for next year. And we're also staying healthy and really focusing on school, which is a big part of why I'm doing this internship in the spring, because it's more downtime for the gym and just trying to catch up on things that we maybe couldn't have done through the season.
How vigilant are you now this time of year? I mean, is this the time of year that makes all the difference when you come back again in the fall? And get, I mean, is this the time of year where it kind of makes the difference whether you can make a run again at nationals or not?
Absolutely. I think every practice counts, and our goal is that every practice, whether it's in the spring or summer, you want to leave a better gymnast. And I've been telling the girls, next season starts now. We're ready to go back at it, and I'm excited. There are some exciting skills that the girls are throwing, and we're just trying to figure out what did or didn't work last season and get that fixed for next year.
Leslie Mack joining us here just for a few more minutes, coming to you from the Knights headquarters at 4th and Madison in downtown Corvallis. Final thing on the season you had. I remember talking to you at the ballpark as you were getting ready to go back to nationals at Goss Stadium at Coleman Field. We talked about Super Six and so on. It is such a difficult door to break down. You guys keep knocking at that door. Have you been able to pull back enough, Leslie, to say when you allude to things, maybe we could do a little bit better next year? Is there anything in particular that comes to mind about not quite getting over that hump this year?
Well, we had a lot of younger people on our team this past year, and I think a lot of it is just with experience. It's it takes a long time to build such a great program, and I think that's what we're doing in every day, every practice, every meet counts. And obviously it was important for the sophomores and the freshmen especially to learn what they did at Nationals, see what it's like, and just come back stronger next year.
You have a great team coming back too, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. We lost Jen Kessler and Becky Colvin. They're finishing, and we're going to get some really talented freshmen. I think as of now, 5, maybe 6. So I'm so excited for just a fresh start.
Is it all going by so quickly, though? I look at you now, and you're getting ready for a senior year now, and I just think, now, wait a minute. I remember when you – is it going by for you just like a blur sometimes?
Oh, yeah. It's scary how fast it is, and I don't know if I'll be ready to leave, but just as other seniors say, it's a bittersweet thing. My body will probably be thankful that I'm done in a year.
Right.
But at the same time, I'll miss every moment and every memory that we make.
And then where do you go? I mean, all of this that you're doing with the School of Business and marketing in particular, what's the long-range goal? What do you see yourself doing? Do you go back home to Toronto? Do you know what yet your long-range plans are?
That's something that I've been asking myself quite a bit, and it's things like this. I'm so thankful that Oregon State is building me not only as a gymnast but as a person and preparing me for next year when I graduate. And my goal is to get a fun marketing job that I love. I'd love working with Nike or a strong marketing brand like that.
Leslie, we've enjoyed talking to you throughout the years here, and we'll look forward to seeing you all summer long with the Corvallis Knights. Thanks for taking
Thank
time
you.
For us.
Thanks.
That's Leslie Mack joining us here on the Joe Beaver Show. We will take a break. Leslie will be around all spring, the rest of the spring and into the summer through the School of Business and the internship program. When we come back, we will take a little bit of break from Corvallis Knights stuff specifically, but we encourage you to come down and join us in the next half hour. Get yourself a free hot dog. We have the tickets inside the Knights headquarters here. They'll give you a ticket. You can go out and get yourself a delicious Willie's New York style hot dog. Absolutely free. Compliments of Willie and the Corvallis Knights. We have Mariner tickets and other prizes to give away. We're here until 2:00. But when we come back, we will welcome the great and Hall of Famer Bill Earthquake Enyart to the Joe Beaver Show. That's coming up next. From the Corvallis Knights Worldwide Headquarters, 4th and Madison, downtown Corvallis, on 1240 Joe Radio.